It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He looks like Where's Waldo if nobody ever found him. Writer and comedian Joe DeVito. She's so sunny, she's often been blamed for global warming. Attorney and Fox News contributor Emily Campagno. She'll overshare without a care. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Tip. And he literally is a big thinker. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right. Joe. Should Trump be concerned about other world leaders mocking him?
Not at all. No. Not at all. Those chattering magpies wasting time at study hall. He does not care what they think at all. And yeah. I think it's so funny. When he called Trudeau Two-Face, he must have thought, what pictures did they find now? He's like Lon Chaney, the man of a thousand faces. Yeah, it's so amazing that you could see Trump could... He was even more bored than we were talking to him. I mean, imagine having to sit and listen to stats and info about Canada. I mean, it's a lot to ask from somebody. So he's not worried. I don't even think he's worried about the impeachment process that's going on. It's going to blow up in their faces, and it's going to peak at the wrong point, and people are going to be bored by it. It's going to be old news by the time the election comes around. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be able to say it was a win.
Yes, exactly. It's going to work in his favor. I think that's true, Emily. Did you find these professors especially pompous? Or did you see them as actual experts?
No, I saw them as pompous. It brought me back to law school. And I felt so embarrassed for everyone, for all of us that had to sit through that. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, for people who are used to regular court proceedings, this was totally unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. You know, these were academics who were pronouncing guilt and innocence with their bias clearly showing through. Yeah. And all of a sudden now, obstruction is resisting some type of oddly undefined process. And we're supposed to just swallow it without questioning it. And the defendant is supposed to swallow it without questioning it. So the whole thing is clearly a farce. And it really, if the Democrats cared about abuse of power, if they actually cared about securing evidence and analyzing it, there wouldn't be a rush. They would be waiting for the January court proceedings, the McGahn testimony, the Mueller grand jury evidence to come out like they were crying about before. And they would be taking their time because this is a big deal. And instead, they're ramming it down our throats.
It's a garbage scene, Kat. That's what it is. Garbage. I thought I'd yell it a few times just for effect.
That is effective.
Are the Dems overplaying their hand?
Well, look, when I think about impeachment, which is, you know, all the time.
Yes.
I think it's just crazy to think that it all started because of a phone call that people were listening to. Like, that must be so crazy to have all your phone calls being listened to. Mm-hmm. Like, I freak out about being on the phone because I'm worried that I, like, sound weird, whatever. If mine were being listened to, I would have been impeached from, like, at least my local deli by now.
Yeah.
But that's not a thing. They'd make it one. And the bottom line is, if you were wondering if I could turn a conversation about impeachment into one about myself and my insecurities,
yes.
Voila!
Yes.
I did it.
Tyrus, wrap it up for us. What was your thoughts about this week?
Okay, so I generally try to avoid CNN as much as possible.
Yes.
I put it on the porn safety lock on my remote. You can do that.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And what did they do? They came to Washington. Mm-hmm. It was a CNN panel with the Democrats. Like, it was just like their shows, 3 angry Democrats and 1 poor Republican who's like, I just like everyone to calm down. I'm going to say some facts.
Yeah.
Boom, shut up. We hate you. I mean, it's literally, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And I did my best because, you know, you've been on me about not watching stuff.
Yes.
So I watched it hard.
Yes.
And I was literally like this the whole time. And when I... And when I woke up, guess what happened?
What?
Everyone still felt the same.
Yes.
Also, that Republican didn't even vote for Trump. He's a pretty anti-Trump Republican.
Yeah.
And just the fact that he had a nuanced view, they were like, yeah, like, way to try to get some, you know, people to get along with you.
Yeah, the funny thing is, he's such a non-Republican. He's actually a Democrat. Yeah. I think Turley's a Democrat.
No, he's not. He said wafer thin. He has a filthy mouth and he's a hater. They hate him. Wafer thin is the new cuss word.
It's the holiday ad that made losers mad. A new spot for the pricey Peloton exercise bike got some people all worked up instead of working out. Yeah, thank you. See if you can spot what people don't like about this ad. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time riding.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am. 6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go race in Boston. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
And then she stabbed him to death. Anyway, the usual screechers on social media thought the ad was sexist. How dare the man already buy his skinny wife an exercise bike? Why does she look so afraid? Now, the guy in the ad, the actor, is worried. He's a budding actor and a school teacher. But now my phone's ringing. And he's wondering if both careers might be affected. All because of the social media mob. As for Peloton, the company lost $1.5 billion in market value in the days following the backlash. Now, I'm no Cavuto, but that's bad.
I'm no Cavuto.
Maybe I am Cavuto.
He was a good Cavuto.
That was a good Cavuto. Emily, you're a woman. Did you find this offensive?
No, I just found it stupid. But what was so transparent was the response. So all of a sudden, on the internet and Facebook and Reddit, the same post kept cropping up with women being like, I am that woman. Like, I need, you know, I'm too busy. I need time to myself. I need to lose 3 pounds. But it was worded the same. So it was so obvious that Peloton, or Tone, I don't know how to pronounce it, had blitzed the internet, which made them lose even more.
Oh, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a thinly veiled response that failed. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Tyrus, did you find it offensive?
I find this conversation offensive. This is not real.
I know.
I was not at Fresh Market shopping and someone, hey, Tyrus, did you see that Peloton? Oh, my God. He's not in the commercial.
I know.
He's an extra.
Yes.
She came down, Merry Christmas. And at the end, he smiled. The real, who the hell is she talking to behind his back?
Yes, that's true.
Cheating ass wife.
That's true.
He's on the other side of the bed.
He's got a point.
Who's she talking? It's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ride my bike. 5 days in a row, honey, I'm riding my bike.
It's not about
and
the
then,
husband.
And then the poor husband sitting there with the fake smiles asking, who's all these videos for? He lives with her. Why is she filming?
That's true. It's not for him. It's for her.
For her.
It's her Swedish boyfriend.
This is the Aston Martin thing. This internet dating cheating commercial more than this is a bike commercial. This is not real.
It's not
a real problem.
This is not a real... Nothing... Like, you got to be unemployed to be angry about this. Like, you have the time to go on and scream about this.
I don't think it was offensive enough.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys, by the way, if you husbands can't afford a Peloton, just get your wife a snow shovel. She'll appreciate it as much. And say, you go dig out the driveway. I need to head out in my car with a bow on it.
You know, that is a comment only good for the East Coast, Joe. We have the West. There's a lot of
there's not a lot
of snow in like Oakland.
Then let me say this.
Okay.
It would have been a better commercial and more realistic if he said, "Here's that stupid indoor bike you've been nagging me for." And then she said, "I'm riding this 5 days a week just out of spite."
Yes. Kat, there's a lot of that. How soon before there's jackets and underwear draped all over that bike. That it's not real, but I mean, it could happen in the imaginary life.
Right. Well, you know, obviously the whole idea why some women were complaining about this ad was that the husband giving the wife this Peloton is basically saying she's not perfect the way she is.
Right. Oh.
So, but women, don't do that, because every moment that you spend being upset about something like this, you're wasting time that you could be figuring out how to do that to him, right? Like, say you live with a man who, like, keeps the, hypothetically speaking, keeps the thermostat a little too low.
Right.
You're freezing all the time. Here's what you're going to do. Buy a bunch of space heaters. When he's asleep on Christmas Eve, plug them all in and turn them all full blast. When he inevitably wakes up in a horrible sweat and says, what's going on? Smile and say, Merry Christmas, babe. I hope you like your space heaters. And it's excessive, it's expensive, and it's passive aggressive, just like the Peloton. But no, the only thing that bothered me about this was the woman acting nervous before she got on the bike. Yeah. She's like, I'm so nervous.
But that's because she was afraid of the people.
But no, you are in your living room about to sit on something that costs more than $2,000. Like, you are fine. You're not going on a mountain biking expedition through uncharted territory.
She looked like a POW.
Yeah.
Like she did, exactly. Yeah.
She came downstairs really with their child and said, oh, you got me a pill. So they might have had a previous conversation that maybe that's what she wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know. 5 seconds later, it looked like Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Five in the morning.
I'm so scared. Snot running down.
With dude behind her going, ride, run.
Might be one of the greatest commercials of all time. No one's ever talked this much about a commercial. All right.
I'm buying two.
So am I. I am actually having to get one now. Thanks to Joe DeVito, Emily Campagno, Kat Tyrus, our studio audience. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.